Good evening. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name. In Luke 22, starting in verse 39, it's right after they had finished the Last Supper of Jesus and his disciples. And verse 39 in Luke 22 says, "And he came out and went as he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray, that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples, and he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." I'm going to stop reading right there, and I don't want to take much time. I don't want to hopefully cut in on Moses' message too far. But Lonnie, thank you for sending that song around the other day. I've listened to that song numerous times. Because of the agony and the sorrow in Gethsemane, as Jesus was, I don't know, I imagine weeping, and just, it tells us that he went and he prayed, and it said an angel came from heaven and actually strengthened him during this time. And it says his sweat were, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. The pull and the heart that we see from Jesus in this passage, I just, somehow this Easter, this year, I've been more reminded more than ever of the love that Jesus had for each one of us. Because of his love, he went to Gethsemane. Because of his love, he was beaten and scorned and mocked and made fun of and all those things. Because of his love for us, he carried that cross as far as he could to the hill. And because of his love for us, he was willing to stay on that cross, and he hung there and he died for the sins of the world. Because of the love that he has for each and every one of us. And you could look at it in different aspects. You could break it down in different ways. Again, I don't want to take a lot of extra time tonight. We often hear that phrase that Jesus could have called 10,000 angels down and could have freed himself, and he could have, you know, killed all the people out around him that were trying to harm him, but he didn't. He willingly submitted to what the Father had for him. And I just love the prayer in verse 42, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me." He knew the cup of bitterness and the wrath and the agony that he was about to endure. But he finishes that prayer. He says, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." The picture of Jesus in his time here on earth, being surrendered and knowing what was happening during this time. Gethsemane, yes, Jesus loves me. What a beautiful and awesome picture it is. I am excited for tonight. I don't know about you, but somehow tonight I was looking forward to this service all day long, to be able to share communion and to fellowship together. It's a tremendous blessing. Thanks to Mose and Ida for coming, and to Mose for being willing to share the message for us this evening. Father God, we come before you this evening. We thank you and we praise you for your faithfulness and for your goodness in our lives. God, thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for your love. And as you suffered in the garden and as you suffered on the hill, on Calvary's hill, you didn't just give up or disappear, but that Jesus followed all the way through, and that we can have that assurance of salvation, that we can have the peace that we have and be here this evening. God, pray that you would bless Moses as he brings us the message, and we just invite your spirit in our midst here this evening. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Bless you. Amen.